Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. Looking for Nibbana at the right place. Sayadaw gave a few talks on Nibbana and explaining with his own similes, but this one without it. It was like a puzzle. But instead of thinking and speculation on Nibbana, it is better to understand what dukkha is. And then we'll appreciate Nibbana and desire to transcend dukkha. Only by understanding dukkha can be understood Nibbana. In the Kanda there are three noble truths. Form, Rupakhanda, is fuel and dukkha saka, unstable dharma. Kalesa is fire and samadaya saka, unstable dharma. Magga saka also is unstable dharma. Therefore, can't rely on them. Today I will talk exactly about Nibbana. The Buddha asked to look for Nibbana in this two-armed length's body. But only found the unstable dharma. Form is Rupakhanda. Greed, lobha, and path factors, magunga, are sankharakhanda. All of them are not free from the khandas. At the present khanda, only the three noble truths can be found and without Nibbana. You couldn't find Nibbana there. Why? It's because Nibbana is not connected with the khanda. If including in the khanda, it will be unstable. But the Buddha told us that the four noble truths are in the khandas. Therefore, Nibbana is not mixed up with the impermanent khandas. In this case must outside the khandas. Even the khandas perish, it does not. Therefore, dhuva, stable, Nibbana and sukha, pleasant, happy, Nibbana. Not everyone can see it. Someone who learns and studies from a teacher will see it. This is the work of a person who works out until not wanting and cessation of the khandas. After that become one's own property. Understanding dukkha saka with penetration will realize Nibbana. It's not mixing up dukkha saka that must be sukha saka. It will be in safety only by getting there. During the practice by not wanting dukkha saka of the khandas and then instantly the khandas disappear and Nibbana appears. Something is existing and no connection with the khandas. It appears without the khandas. The practicer stays with the imperishable thing. Not seeing Nibbana is don't know how to clear up things which cover on it. As an external nature and not an internal one, Nibbana is a strange phenomenon. One can't find it outside the khandas. The Buddha asked Rohitasa Devata to look inside the khandas. It exists in two-armed lengths khandas as an external matter or thing and not an internal one. Why we can't realize Nibbana? It's because of the affection to impermanence nature, such as one's own khanda, family members, wealth etc. If you don't want these impermanent things will realize it. Ask you to contemplate is to understand the impermanent phenomena. The first step is to discern impermanence, the second its disenchantment and the third its ending. If you desire impermanent phenomena, you will get these things. By not desiring, then you will get the permanent one. If you find the unstableness, you are on the way to Nibbana. Continue to follow the unstableness to its ending will find out the constant Nibbana. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 28th of February. 1959. Observe the mind-body with panna. In this body only has mind and form, nama-rupa. Whatever you want to do is the mind. Whatever movement and action happening are accordingly to the order of the mind. This is form. You have to place a wise man between them. He can observe the mind and form. Mental factor of discernment, panna cetasika, is wisdom mind. Now, we have three of them. One observes the two. This is vipassana. If you have a long tongue and it will be long, a Burmese colloquial language and means as talkative. In short it's only that much. If you can place or insert panna between them and it becomes vipassana. Looking for here and there can't become vipassana, only will find the vipassana records. We are wasting times with records. The mind and form will send you to Nibbana. Whatever you have loaded inside the boat, it will arrive at the other shore. The boat is mind and form. The boatman is knowledge, nana. The other shore is Nibbana. Whoever rides this boat will arrive there. It's easy. Even though it's easy and too close to us, we can't see it. Your eyelashes are the closest to your eyes. Can you see it? You can't. Why is that? It's because you are looking at far distances. But look at near this time. Is there anything closer than mind and form to you? Look at it without moving. When it moves, observe its movement. When it's calm, observe its calmness. Calm mind and moving mind. Calm form and moving form. The mind and body will tell you. Form will tell you that I am not the form before and the later form. Also, the mind will tell you that I am not the mind before and the later mind. If they are talking to you like this a lot, in this body nothing is owned to you. Before, we thought it as our own was a big mistake. If you see it rightly, become right view vipassana. It will always tell the truth to the yogi who is watching. If you don't believe what others say is all right, but you must believe what the mind body itself tells you. They will tell you that we are changing all the times. Then you will want to follow them by nodding your head as, that's right, that's right. Even, if you don't want to agree with what the Buddha and Arahants were said, also all right. But when the mind body tells you must agree, then you don't need to doubt about it as right or wrong. So, no need for the Buddha and Arahants told you that it was not yours, only anatta. The mind and body will tell you about this. It doesn't stay or behave as you want them. By knowing one's own mind-body very well is the knowledge of the way as it is or as it really is, Yathabhuta Nana. If you arrive that much craziness and blindness are gone, you know how to look at it, then craziness and blindness disappear. If you know your mind-body very well and will surely arrive at Nibbana. Mostly we are wasting our times without any benefits, because this is without a teacher to show the right way. Looking at other things is samatha. Only looking at the mind body is vipassana. Instead of watching at what really exists, we are looking at what does not exist. Therefore, we are in suffering. Vipassana becomes difficult because without a teacher to show the way. The mind and body tell you the truth. Knowledge, nana, is the believer. The Buddha said that seeing by yourself and making your own decision would realize nibbana. Sayadaw recited the Pali verse. He continued to use Sariputta's Kayamimamgata to talk about the vipassana process. Sariputta Gata. Kayamimam Samasatha, Parijanatha Punapunam. K. Savavam Disvana, Dukhasantam Karisatha. Milindapana, 6. Opamakatapano, 2. Samudavago, 9. Kamakarangapano. Kayam Imam Samasatha, watching and observing this body with knowledge, Parijanatha Punapunam, contemplate it again and again, K. Savavam Disvana, will see the impermanent nature of this body with insight, Dukhasantam Karisatha, and then will see the end of Dukkha. According to Sariputta, by watching at mind-body process will realize Nibbana and watching with the knowledge given by the Buddha. If you have this knowledge, the Buddha exists and without it no Buddha. The day the Buddha enters into Nibbana is the day this knowledge disappears. The mind-body always tells us that it is anicca, dukkha and anatta. It is never lying to us because they are the phenomena of ultimate reality, paramatta dharma. It's only telling you these things very often that your ears become bitter, a Burmese colloquial language, and it means don't want to hear anymore. And then you become displeasure in it. You have to follow the khandhas to the end. Watching and observing to the end of it. After arriving at the knowledge of not wanting, all the dying process, anicca or dukkha, disappear. The bad things disappear and the good one appears. Impermanence, suffering and loathsome, anicca, dukkha, asubha, disappear and nibbana appears. The reason of you can't see the three universal characteristics, i.e., anicca, dukkha, anatta, and nibbana, is looking at the mind body with the eyes given by the people of the world. With the eye given by the Buddha, you will sure to see it. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, 1 March 1959. Observe the impermanence of mind-body as a stranger. If you can discern the impermanence of the refined mind-body, then you have the three wholesome roots, tihetuka equals i.e., non-greed, non-hatred and non-delusion. In this life you can realize nibbana. If you are too rooted, without non-delusion, you can't realize it. But still the yogi should not give up his, her practice and practice regularly for their whole life for the root of wisdom to grow. It will bring great benefits to him, her daily life and at the time of dying. This is an important point. I will make the decision for you. Don't go and ask for anyone. Don't give up your effort and try to practice regularly. Making the decision by practicing is the best right way. If you pray for Nibbana, I can't take the responsibility for you. This is a very important point for Buddhist and non-Buddhist. If you see Anicca, I take the responsibility. There were references in the Pali discourses. The Buddha also said it in the Dhammapada. If you get the Yathābhūta Jnana or Udayabhaya Jnana, both mean seeing impermanence, then it's for sure, but need to practice hard. Sayadaw showed an example of seeing Anicca by scratching on the hand downwardly with a fingernail. The yogi will know the sensations are arising and passing away by following one by one. If you see them as a shape or form, you see it very coarsely. Seeing the mind and form, nama rupa, arising and passing away, then you see its refinement. Only jnana can penetrate the refinement. You can't see it with the eye. Then you have the right view. It's Yathābhūta Jnana. See with the five path factors, Magunga. Mind and form are changing because it's not mine. If you take it as mine, then there is no one crazier than that. Don't confuse with the I-ness in the impermanent nature. Taking something not existing as mine is also not a worldly usage. If it's not yours, then it is a stranger. Therefore, Sariputta said it was a stranger, prato, and contemplated as a stranger. Mind and form phenomena are changing accordingly to their own nature. And if you take that as nothing to do with you, then you are seeing it as a stranger. It's equivalent to prato. If you view mind and form as a stranger, it's right view. Because craving, clinging and action are cutting off, see the 12 links of dependent arising. They are born together. Do they follow the desire of the mind? It doesn't follow. They are arising and passing away according to their nature. If you want to arrive Nibbana and they are strangers to you. So observing them as strangers will arrive there. You all had been to the painful existences before which were the results of taking the strangers as your relatives. The big hell cauldrons with a lot of fire were the outcome of your thinking and doing which made them appear. If you want to build the hells, just build it from here. Want to destroy it also from here. People afraid of hells, but they build it from here. Are hells frightening or wrong view? You have to cure wrong view. Wrong view will lead to painful rebirths. Right view is to Nibbana. On the day you have right view, the doors to painful rebirths are closed. The causes to painful rebirths and free from it are depending on the wrong and right views. You only have these two ways. If you see them as in shapes of forms, it is wrong view, but seeing as arising here and disappearing here is right view. You are seeing the refined phenomena. Seeing as shapes or forms is samatha. Seeing the refinement is vipassana. They are so-called conceptual view versus actual view, panatti and paramatta views, the coarse view versus the refined view. Sayadaw was playing a trick by asking a question to the audience. Sometimes Sayadaw's talks were humorous and penetrative. To see as a stranger, what has to be observed? And then some of them responded immediately. It's one's own body. You see, people are in troubles because of that. It seems that without me is nothing possible in life. All your parents taught you in this way. You have to observe mind and form as nothing to do with me. And then Sayadaw was asking another question and answered by himself. Whose mind and form it is? You will come again with the ME. If someone comes and hurts ME or mine, you will become unbearable, even in speech. Even you can't bear the hateful look which someone shows you. If it's a stranger, then no affection comes to be. You must understand why the Buddha mentioned craving. Tanha is the cause of suffering. There is also no clinging and action, so dependent arising is cut off. If you make them as family members and it will continue. Sariputta said that if you could observe impermanence as a stranger, it was the same as hitting the tip of a hare with an arrow, a beautiful Pali verse with a famous saying by him. If you can observe impermanence in this way and arriving at this point, you understand anatta, not self. Because of the resultant body, vipaka vata kanda equals kamic body, this body still exists. In reality, by seeing impermanence you see nibbana momentarily. This point is important for contemplation. There are profound meanings behind it. Therefore, you have to see impermanence as a stranger, seeing its disenchantment and its ending, and then you will see the unchanging nibbana. This is path knowledge, magnanam.